The mindfulness challenge of this week focuses your attention on driving. If you currently do not drive a car or a vehicle, but rather ride in cars, all of my suggestions will still apply to you, although you're not actually driving yourself. I have a confession to make at the outset. I have been practicing on this particular challenge now for several months. It has been a true challenge for me to convert my normal practice of driving to one of mindful driving. What I discovered as I engaged this challenge for myself before I decided to issue it to you is, when I drive, typically, I consider that to be a secondary function. I don't want to waste any time, so what I need to do for myself, I say, is to plan out my next activity. I was surprised, and I must also admit shocked, that there would be blocks of time, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, when I was literally somewhere else. I wasn't attentive to where I was at the moment or even where I was going. I converted this habit of driving to a habit of mindfulness, but only after I realized that I typically consider driving to be a secondary and unimportant function. It's anything but that, especially if you want to avert accidents and other serious problems. When I say mindful driving, what exactly does that entail? Might I suggest that you pay attention to every aspect of the experience of getting into your car or a car, of sitting down wherever you elect to sit, to become totally and completely aware of how your body is positioned in the seat, where your legs are positioned? Does your body feel as though that's the right placement for you in terms of the height of the chair you are sitting in? How does it feel when you take the key and insert it into the ignition, if in fact that's the way your car works? Is the metal feel cold? Or slimy, or wet? How does it feel when you put your hands on your steering wheel? Is it sticky, perhaps? Is it warm, or is it too cold? As you turn the car on, be mindful and pay attention to how that engine is running. Treat it as your own child. How are you feeling today, dear? Your engine will tell you what's really up in the moment. And as you begin to engage the journey of the drive, look, notice, be totally attentive to every moment of the drive. Be aware of persons that may be riding bikes or walking on the side of the road. What do you do when you see such obstructions, or do you consider them to be just that? What do you do when a driver comes up behind you wanting to travel 20 more miles an hour than you are? As you look in your rear view mirror, you happen to notice that they are 2 inches from your bumper. What do you do when that happens? What is your reaction? Becoming mindful in the moment means becoming aware of all emotions, all reactions, and all thoughts that are connected to the driving experience in the moment. Do you typically drive right at the speed limit, below the speed limit? Do you drive faster than the speed limit? What are the thoughts that drive your decision? Are you one who has the thought that the police never stop a person who's driving less than 10 miles over the speed limit, and so you choose to always drive 10 miles faster? Become aware, then, of whatever thoughts, whatever feelings you experience as you drive moment to moment. The most important aspect of this challenge is, of course, to be present to the moment. Unlike myself, who tended to space out and be totally unaware of what I was doing. It is true that as we drive year after year, it can become very automatic. It is also true that to be totally aware of all of the traffic behind and in front of us and to the sides, to become aware of our driving circumstance, gives us the opportunity to avert potentially dangerous and life-threatening accidents for ourselves and for others. Being mindful of the driving experience also enriches that experience. We have an opportunity to observe all of the beauty that we actually pass by. The flowers, the trees. We actually get to observe and experience the smells, the feeling of what it's like to ride in that car and be vibrated as we bounce. It is also exhilarating to be attentive to the different road surfaces and how the driving experience shifts when that road surface either becomes smooth or bumpy in transition. Notice your habit of driving. Become aware moment to moment of the experience when you get into that car, whether you are a driver or are a passenger. Mindfulness means being present in the moment. In other words, when you drive, you are not being mindful when you are planning your evening. You are not being mindful when you are evaluating something you might have said to a person earlier in the day. Being mindful means in the present moment. When you are in that place, your life is enriched immeasurably, and most importantly, stress dissolves like an ice cream cone in the sunshine. Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful and enriching driving experience this week. Good day.